Yeah, I don't really look at it like that. I think Trust does a good job of putting ownership on everybody on the offense and making sure everyone's accountable. I'm just kind of a piece of the puzzle, and it takes those 10 other guys to do their jobs for me to be able to do mine. That being said, there we at quarterback position, we do have a lot of pressure and there's a lot of responsibility, and I'll own up to that each and every day. But in the new offense and where we're at right now, this is probably the most comfortable I've felt in a new offense, and not having as many reps as somebody, year two or three in an offense. That's a good point. They're really long guys. Defensive front, kind of like ours, with the linebackers that really get downhill, defend the run well with only seven in the box, and then big long ends and three techniques and one techniques that can really disrupt the passer. So, we just got to do different things. Like I said, I don't really want to get into exactly what we have to do or what we're gonna do, but we've got to hit them from different angles. We've got to move the passing point, move the pocket from time to time, and we got to get rid of the ball quickly. If you hang on to the ball, not only against these guys, but really anybody in the league, every team has somebody that's going to be able to get to the passer. I mean, as comfortable as I can be up to this point. We're still learning things and still getting better each and every day. I don't think we'll be where we want to be, before this game, but eventually we'll get there each and every week. We just got to be good enough to beat the Bengals this week, and hopefully we are. Still learning. It's hard, especially at this point. Whenever it's game week, and we still are kind of learning things. We're learning things on the move, and we got to prepare for a game. But it's football. I think everyone here in that locker room has fun. We're doing stuff that not many people in the world get to do. So we've got to enjoy each day. There's going to be bumps in the road. There's going to be some misassignments. Just want to minimize them as much as we can. It's a young group of guys on that right side, but really good players. I think they're going to be here a long time, playing together. And I think it's good they're on the same side. They kind of balance each other out, and they're able to talk to each other quite a bit. And then at the left side, those guys are veterans, and hopefully we'll be locked down over there. Well, a lot of different looks with him. I think with his ability to catch the ball, he showed that early in his career here. And then with his ability to run the zone and all the other different running schemes we have, should see him in a lot of different spots. Hopefully, if we're clicking and we're doing things the right way. He's very similar to him. I think Matt's definitely more explosive in the running game than Charlie was. Charlie was exceptional third down back, knew all the protections, and excelled at being able to get out of the backfield and make things happen in the passing game, which Matt can do. So if we can have Matt as a pass catcher as Charlie was and be able to run the ball as he can do so well, it's a tough combo to deal with as a defense.
So have you pulled out any Rich Gannon tape?
We've watched Rich Gannon. He slung it around. I mean, they had a lot of empty sets, a lot of shifts and motions and quick games. The ball was gone. He was fun to watch. He threw it from about every angle possible. But he very, very successful under trusting these guys.